Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You black guy with good credit.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit presents Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You. Today's episode, 6 Healthy Negotiation Tips for Relationships.
Hey, everybody, I'm back. It's Dion Nichols back with Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols. That's me coming to you from Live Your Best Life for You. So I hope everybody's doing well. It's Women's History Month. And ladies, I'm offering tips today, although what I'm going to share applies to anyone. It was actually an article that I actually had an article published in Forbes magazine in the month of February, inspired by Valentine's Day. And really and truly, it was about offering healthy tips for negotiating in relationships. But yes, these tips could certainly apply across the board. So in your corporate or business or work life, your friendships, your romantic relationships, this can apply anywhere. And I came up with 6 tips that I think you'll find helpful. So let's dive in. So I'll give you the 6 and then I'll break them down. So number 1, set healthy boundaries. You want to make sure you establish some healthy boundaries from the get-go, right? Offer options, right? Who doesn't like to have, you know, some choice in the matter? Find common ground, you know, set the atmosphere. And I'll get to more into that, but you really want to set an atmosphere that's going to be conducive to the conversation, right? And you also want to be an active listener. So I know when we get into conversation, you think a lot of talking, but actually the most productive conversations are where there's a lot more listening going on. That's a very powerful skill. And lastly, remember, you're on the same team. You're on the same team. So let's go deeper into this. So establishing boundaries and why that's important. You really want to make sure that you're very clear with your friend, your partner. I'll use partner in this case since it was inspired by Valentine's Day and relationship. They seem to be even more, it's even more sensitive the closer you are to that person, whether it's family, romantic partner, your husband or your wife. So I'm gonna use the husband-wife analogy for now. But when you are going into a quote-unquote negotiation with your spouse or your girlfriend, you want to make sure up front that you really state, you know, what your preferences are, what the boundaries are, and what the non-negotiables are, right? So what are those things that, you know, it's just, you know, it's just not a, it's not, it's a deal breaker, basically. And you want to make sure you're voicing that outside of what your partner's preferences are, right? You want to make sure that in the end, you avoid resentment. You know, the fact that you would go, you know, on in a relationship or a friendship or even a business environment where you're not voicing your needs, it can lead to resentment later on. You know, if you're not speaking up for yourself and making sure that you're getting your needs met, right? So that's important. And you just never want to assume you know what the other person's wants and needs are, you know? So you want to make sure you're clear, both about yours and theirs. Because guess what? There's times where if you're not speaking, right, about clearly about what each other needs, you could end up doing something you both don't even want. Think about that. And I use an example where, hey, it's the weekend. The wife wants to, you know, set up a date night, you know, spark a little something in the relationship. So she said, let's do something I think my husband would love. So she goes to her husband, says, hubby, I planned a night at the gun range. Did you want to do that for something different tonight? And, you know, he goes along with it. You know, he could, you know, take her to leave, but he goes, you know, I guess because she really wants to do this. Okay, hon, let's go. Only to find out after they go there, he has a panic attack. She's completely mortified by the whole experience. After the whole thing, they sit down, they find out, you know what? Actually, I was just doing this for you, hubby, because I thought this is something you would want to do since you used to be in the army and used to shoot guns. Only to find out that hubby's like, actually, I had vowed that I would never shoot a gun ever again after I left the army. I was so traumatized. But I thought you wanted this. I wanted to make you happy. So you see how that can, when you make sure you're clear about your needs, how that can save a lot of heartache. Yeah, and a lot of time wasted. So yeah, let's be clear. I love Brené Brown again. Clear is kind, right? The other thing you want to do, number two, is offer options. You know, one thing, it allows for the other person to have some buy-in in the conversation, right? It allows for more collaborative process. If you have, say you come and you offer wife, you know, three trip options, right? The bronze, the gold, the silver and the bronze options for a trip, right? And because maybe she's very, very frugal. So she wants to make sure we're getting the most for our dollar. So you give her the three options. And that way it allows for kind of flow and structure. You've already done your preparation in advance. So now this person doesn't have to think as much because maybe what if they're not even as invested in what you want to do? You know, maybe she could care less about going on a trip right now. But the fact you're presenting it with all the information and making it easy for them to come to the table and make a decision. And then, hey, maybe, you know, you customize the decision in the end. Maybe you take a little bit from A, or the gold package, you take a little bit from the silver package, and you both come to an agreement on something that actually satisfies both of you from a standpoint of experience and finance, right? So it's a great way for you to also show your partner or your friend, you know, that you're coming from a place of compassion, right? That you actually took time and interest in what they might find of interest and make them a part of the process, right? So offering options, you know, offering choice. The next one is finding common ground, finding commonality in what you are both committed to. So there's what you want, you know, you'll come to the table, right, with what your request is, right? But what if you took the conversation up further, just to make sure before we go into this conversation, you know, we know what the big ask is between us. Maybe we're trying to decide whether to buy a house right now or continue renting, right? So maybe you both really need to sit down and look at what are the overarching goals, core values and beliefs right now around finance and how you want to build together, right? So you really want to get clear on those commitments, those core values and beliefs now, especially on a big decision like buying a home, right? And then what's so nice is that when you do get to the resolution or the compromise, at least you're still satisfying what is fundamentally important to both of you, even if you don't get every single need met, right? But fundamentally, you are both on the same page, right? And you can do that by asking some great thought-provoking questions like, you know, what is most important to you? Again, coming from a place of compassion and curiosity, getting them involved in the actual process. What is most important to you? That's a really great question. What are our main goals? What are your main goals that you want to get out of this conversation? You know, let's make sure we're clear on the direction we want to go. We've got an actual compass, right? A destination. And then what are your main worries and stressors? Because a lot of the time we go into conversations and we're wondering why the other person is putting on their armor, you know, getting their back up, but you don't, may not realize that there's underlying worries and stressors that are driving this conversation. So imagine you get that out in the forefront from the beginning, right? And those things can't live once they're exposed, right? So again, it'll just allow for more fluid, more compassionate conversation, right? And a perfect example. So I knew, for example, Valentine's Day was not my husband's thing. So for him, he believes it's too commercialized. You know, we should be celebrating love all year round, right? So I said, okay. I mean, I love celebrating Valentine's Day. You know, I don't buy into the commercialism, but I just love celebrating in general. You know, I celebrate my birthday for a week. You know what I mean? So anyways, I said, well, let's find a way where we can both enjoy that day, where it can still be meaningful. And for me, I suggest, well, why don't we, you know, use Valentine's Day as a day where we always move our relationship forward. So it still speaks to what he's very much about fundamentally when it comes to his core values and beliefs, which is around wealth building. And of course, for both of us, it's about building for God's kingdom and progressing and all of those good things. So I remember our first Valentine's Day, we actually went and looked for our first apartment together, you know? So, and guess what? I mean, in New York City, we found our apartment on the first go round. The first apartment we looked at, we found it. It was well-priced. So it was in perfect alignment with our strategy to keep our expenses low, right? While we are creating and generating towards building and buying property, et cetera. So I thought that was pretty cool, you know? So I thought, hey, love was on our side. We found a way that we both, you know, could use that day to do something that we could still celebrate by moving our actual relationship forward. Number four, setting the atmosphere. And you want to do this spiritually, emotionally, physically. You can even do this verbally, right? There's so many ways you can actually set the intention going into a negotiation, right? So that you go into that negotiation with an open heart, right? Rather than coming and an open mind versus coming in defensive and closed off and ready for battle, right? That doesn't go well. We know, typically know how it goes when we come in that way. So if you can come in with connection and grace and love, the conversation will go so much different, so much better, right? You're setting yourself up for success. And there's various ways that you can do this. So opening with prayer, you know, if you have faith and you're spiritual, why not, you know, take that time with the person and open with prayer. affirming, you will come from a certain place, setting that intention to come from a place, like I said earlier, by actually verbally affirming, I'm coming here from a place of grace and love, you know? You could hold hands, you know, for part of that conversation, you know, eye contact, you know, it's hard to, come in aggressively and defensively when you're actually holding that person's hand or giving or open with a hug and closing with a hug, right? And when I say these things, it's not just hocus pocus, you know, there's science behind this. And I, you know, as the former lady with the facts, I love when there's some science and research to back this, you know? So when you hug someone, it actually releases a hormone called oxytocin. And that neurotransmitter, they actually call it, acts on your limbic system, which is the brain's emotional center. And it actually promotes feelings of contentment, reducing anxiety and stress. So that's a perfect way, you know, when you sit down to have a negotiation with your friend or spouse, to actually hug it out first, you know, and the longer you hug, even more of that, you know, is released before you go into that conversation, right? This one, this is a good one. If you can master this, you're golden. And that's active listening. This is a very, very special skill, you know, when you can really start to learn to listen and not just to wait your turn to speak, but really be engaged in what the other person's saying. That's active listening, you know, really taking time to acknowledge what you heard and then reflecting that back, right? It shows empathy. It shows that you're really taking time to understand that person's point of view. And by slowing down the pace of the conversation, it also avoids miscommunication. So by reflecting back to that person, they have a chance to clarify anything that may be misunderstood, right? So you also have a better opportunity to be heard. And it's proven just feeling safe, you know, just to fully express yourself and be heard goes a long way in any type of relationship. It just shows you truly care about what the other person is saying, you know, so it makes for a much better negotiation. And lastly, is remember you're on the same team when it comes to relationship, being in relationship, really and truly, whether it's a friendship, marriage, negotiation is about collaboration. It's not the same as going into some cutthroat legal battle or where you're going, you know, you're just going to take the other person out or get all that you can. You know, the best way, and we've said it a few times throughout this this episode already, is that you want to negotiate from a place of compassion, grace, love, curiosity. You know, when you show up that way, you're, again, you're setting yourself up for so much more possibility and success. In a relationship, both parties, they just need to remember that they're, you know, you're on the same team. You've got a common goal. You know, why are you in this relationship in the first place? Because you love each other, right? So in the process, it's so important to just remember to value and respect each other and each other's input. And, you know, that way you'll come up with the win-win, you know? So in conclusion, I hope you all took some little nuggets away that you can apply in your own lives. As you know, you're negotiating every day, all day long, whether that's chores, whether that's time, whether that's, you know, commitments. You are negotiating all day long, whether it's salary, opportunities, you're negotiating, you know, what to have for dinner, you know, where to go to the movie, what movie to watch. So this is something that I know everyone can truly apply in some form or fashion. So I hope you found these supportive and helpful.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of Sunday Conversations with Dion Nichols of Live Your Best Life for You after this short sponsor break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'll leave you this with this one last word. And I got this, you know, amazing word of advice from one of my coaches. And it was these three magical words, which almost never fail to foster collaboration over confrontation. And those three words are you willing? Replace can we? You know, so when you sit down with your partner or your loved one, and you say, you know, can we do this? Just replace that with, are you willing? Are you willing to? That phrase just opens up the heart and automatically gives the other person a voice in the negotiation process, allowing you both an opportunity to create something together. And who doesn't want that? So remember, negotiation is a collaboration. And there you have it, 6 tips for healthy negotiation in relationships. And this message is brought to you by Enox Foliage Real Estate School, which was founded by Mrs. Patricia Johnson in 2019. The school is located in Brooklyn, New York, licensed with the state of New York, and offers the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course, along with a new property management course. Classes are taught on location, and the 75-hour real estate sales licensing course will also be taught online. We welcome students of all backgrounds. So to learn more, call 347-404-7233 or visit them at enoxfoliagerealty.com. That's E-N-O-C-H-S foliage, F-O-L-I-A-G-E realty.com. And make sure you follow them and check them out on Instagram and Facebook at Enox Foliage Real Estate School. And hey, that's it for me today. I want to just make sure you follow me at Dion Nichols on Instagram and Facebook. If you want to get your very own free ebook with the 6 healthy tips for negotiation, visit my YouTube channel at Live Your Best Life for You, or you can go to my website at Live Your Best Life for You and download it there. That's right. It's free. So you have it on the ready. And with that all said, everyone, I just want to say, have a beautiful day full of everyday miracles.
Hey, Matt and Sean, beard check.
Me? I think you're talking to Matt. My beard is flawless, Karen, and I'm an athlete, and with the athlete that I am, I keep a flawless beard all the time.
If by flawless you mean patchy, Sean, then maybe you're right, but I think this is a cry out for help for you. Don't worry. We got you, Sean.
How can you possibly, Matt, improve perfection?
Well, Sean, Matt and I have something we want to tell you. Have you ever heard of Uncle Jimmy?
Uncle Jimmy?
That's right, Uncle Jimmy. It's a complete line of all-natural men's grooming products with incredible ingredients and no harmful chemicals. That'll tighten up any beard game like you wouldn't believe.
But I'm already...
Listen, Sean, all I'm saying is chicks really dig a man with a soft-smelling, awesome, gorgeous, perfectly groomed, nourished beard.
Okay, you got me, Karen. What's in these magical products?
It's not magic, Sean. It's just some dope-ass ingredients like black seed oil, to repair skin and prevent ingrown hairs and acne.
There's also honey to moisturize the skin and hair, and aloe vera to nourish and strengthen for that next level beardy shine.
All right, you got me. I'm listening. I'm the veganish man that I am. These ingredients sound wonderful. Keep going.
Well, Uncle Jimmy's brand new Extra Curl Kicker Moisturizing Shave Cream and Smooth Glide Shave Gel are a perfect place for you to start. You can find them at Rite Aid, Target, Sally's Beauty Supply, and online at UncleJimmyProducts.com.
Yes, that means even an old, no, I'm sorry, an experienced boomer like you can do it.
All right, guys, I don't say this too often, but thanks, man. I really mean it. I'm looking forward to it. You guys are the best. I can't wait to go to UncleJimmyProducts.com and hook myself up.
That's right. You can even use code BGGC for Black Guys Good Credit for 30% off on your entire order. Just go to UncleJimmyProducts.com and use code BGGC for 30% off.
Yes, I cannot wait. Looking forward to the new, shiny, smooth, sweet-smelling, moisturized, way better Sean.
I'm there, Karen. I'm coming to blow it up, hook it up with my new products and my new-looking, wonderful beard. UncleJimmyProducts.com. Let's get it.
You black guy with good credits.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.